All right, welcome back to it. We'll continue the conversation now about energy in America. Because as you look at the polling numbers right now, the approval ratings for the Biden administration on the economy are terrible. Quinnipiac, 35%. Susquehanna, 34%. Those rejecting it, 61%, according to Gallup. It's not good. It's a upside-down situation. But my next guest says, regardless of that, it's time to pursue a transition to clean energy. Jane McCurry is Executive Director of Clean Fuels Michigan. Jane, welcome to the program.
Hi, Steve. Thanks so much for having me.
So at a time here where consumers are being punished at the gas station, and I'm looking at prices of propane that are 55% higher than they were a year ago at this time, and on their way to a place that could be very inconvenient. It's 18 degrees outside today. This is going to be terrible for consumers. It's going to crush people's pocketbooks, and yet you say this is the time to transition. Same thing that Jennifer Granholm said, but it's not being embraced by people in Michigan or by the American people. What do you say to that?
Steve, I think you're absolutely right. Energy prices are increasing, and that pinches people's wallets. Gas is more expensive. Like you said, propane is more expensive, and that is a real issue for regular Michiganders. I think the great thing is that renewable energy and clean energy solutions are actually cheaper and more affordable.
But that's not true. Hold on. That's not true. They're cheaper and more affordable because of taxpayer subsidies. But when you look at the very best batteries, for example, they have one-tenth the energy density that fossil fuels have. I mean, there's a reason that Germany's restarting coal-fired power plants right now, because they can't afford to do otherwise. The price of electricity in Germany has gone up six times where it was just a couple of years ago. In Ontario, just north of the border, electric prices are five times what they were 5 years ago. We can't afford that in Michigan, can we?
Well, I won't speak to what's happening in Canada or Germany, but I do know that driving an electric vehicle costs half as much per mile as driving a gasoline vehicle. And that's because the cost of electricity is much more stable than the cost of gasoline. Electricity is set and regulated by the state government, and so you're not going to see the crazy increases and spikes in your fuel costs like you're seeing in gasoline right now. And electric vehicles cost less to maintain because they have way fewer moving parts. So, for example, you never have to
talking about the price of electricity. I'm talking about the price of electricity in Ontario is five times higher. It's six times higher in Germany than it was just a couple of years ago. I'm talking specifically about the cost of electricity. And when California had a heat wave here this summer, they told people, do not charge your vehicles. So how do we get there? At the same time, you've got China saying they'll try to be carbon neutral by 2050, and India's wanting to do it 50 years from now in 2060. Meanwhile, America is at the lowest output of greenhouse gases emissions since 1983. Since I was in high school, we're at the lowest levels ever. So I guess my question is, how do we, I don't have anything against renewables. But the fact of the matter, when it comes to energy density, nothing beats fossil fuels for energy density and efficiency. Nothing's even close. So how do we get there?
Yeah, Steve, you hit on some great points. The electricity grid is a really complicated system, and the number one priority is to make sure that consumers can pay their electricity bills and that their power stays on. And the Build Back Better framework invests billions of dollars in that right here in Michigan. So, for example, the Build Back Better framework that passed the House last Friday and is going to the Senate would send $8.2 billion of investments in energy efficiency in Michigan. So that's not talking about renewable energy. That's just talking about making homes and buildings more efficient so they need less electricity.
Right.
And
so, so the tax dollars go up. I mean, that's not for free. It's not like that money falls off from trees. Taxpayers have to pay that bill.
That's exactly right. The money has to come from somewhere. And studies have shown that for 99% of Michiganders, their tax bill will not go up. So it's being paid by corporations and the wealthiest of
people. Come on, Jane. Nobody believes that. Nobody believes that 99% of the people aren't going to see a tax increase when you're spending $1.75 trillion, which is a low number. The CBO says that number was not accurate. the gold standard, according to the president. So come on, let's be honest with the people. Your taxes are going to go up at the same time the cost of gasoline is going to go up.
Based on my research, I don't know that's true.
What do you mean you don't know if that's true? Well, I mean, where do you just pulled a number out that you said 99% of Michigan people wouldn't see their tax go up. Just the corporations are going to pay for that. Really? Which corporations are going to be able to foot that kind of a bill?
Well, Steve, I'd love to talk about the benefits of clean energy because I really do think that there are many. And Build Back Better, it will help regular Michiganders by helping them afford clean energy solutions, by providing tax credits on new and used electric vehicles. It'll create hundreds of thousands of jobs in Michigan. So you're absolutely right. There has to be a pay for it. But there are real tangible benefits in this bill for everyday Michiganders.
Like buying an electric Hummer with a sticker price of $125,000, that sort of thing?
There are electric vehicles that cost much less than $100,000.
Yeah, and the government gives rebates, which means more tax money to cover the bill. Yes or no?
Yes, Steve. Those have to be paid for. There are also millions of dollars of tax credits and
you see, Jane, here's the thing.
For
I
oil
support,
and gas companies.
I support alternatives. I think the research they're doing at places like Michigan State and the University of Michigan on solar panels is incredibly important and forward-thinking, and I think that wind turbines can provide part of the grid. But the fact of the matter is, this idea that we're just going to transition and it's going to just not cost anybody anything, I don't think anybody believes that. I don't think you believe that. And that therein lies my concern about the real facts, and I don't know that we're getting them. I'd love to have you back, but it's not going to be an easy conversation because I'm not just going to give you a pass on everything you say. But I'll talk to you about it, and I'd love to have you back. Unfortunately, I'm up against a hard break. So please come back, and let's talk more.
Yeah, thank you so much for having me. I really appreciate it.
All right, we'll talk soon. Jane McCurry, Executive Director, Clean Fuels Michigan. Quick break.